T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the MFers with Fitzy. Foyer spent the whole break trying to figure out how he got out of his Rams pick. Not happy starting left tackle and the safety's out. Not happy. And by the way, that was his lock. So just to clarify, your lock was the Rams, and Fitzy and I's lock both were the Tennessee Titans. So you're kind of rooting for the Bengals.
I am.
Kind of gain a game against us, right?
Why didn't you just double down?
I don't feel good about any of this, like any of it at all. Like, I'm going to be a mess over the weekend.
I'm not going to lie to you. I saw that Mankini picture, and I'm happy your head is lost right now. I'm happy you're not into it. I'm happy you're
very
flustered.
Confused.
Lou, friend of the station, I believe he actually is the host of the evening program, former partner of yours, Mike Mutnansky.
Chimed in.
Per the Merlone Fourier tweeting of our picks this weekend. Quote, tell Christian to pick out that Mankini color. It's over.
Oh, so he has no faith in these picks. The record. Why isn't Mutt part of this? I feel like we should have asked Mutt to be part
he's
of it.
He's on another show.
No, I know he's on another show.
He's got his own show. He could be a guest.
He's
also got a podcast about gambling.
That's my point. He should have been a guest.
Then
we should have invited him.
You should have called him.
I should have. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. He definitely should have been part of this. I feel like next time everybody should be part of this.
What is this crap? Everybody should be a part
of it.
You
just want like the least possible chance to lose. You want 15 people and only the loser. He's got a better shot.
There's no phone a friend. There's no 50-50. There's no lifeline. This isn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
You know what it's like? Make your picks or show your blank. It's like credit card roulette. You know, when you used to go out at night with the team and there's only three of you. Well, you know, but if there's three, but if there's like six, you're like, holy crap. I'm down because there's the odds. I got pretty good odds, and I'm not going to have to pay for anything.
So we'd have to raise the stakes.
I think next year that's what we do.
Listen, by Championship Sunday, if you're locked into that Mankini, do you want to double down?
I will definitely double down.
We'll discuss that. We'll see how this weekend goes. Hey, I got a question for you guys. So I want to get back to the Patriots a little bit. Obviously a big weekend. We'll take your calls if any games interest you or whatever it is at 617-779-7937. But I want to ask you about the Patriots and one particular Mac Jones. Year two, right? We're all hoping that he kind of takes that leap. I'm curious, what do you guys think that leap looks like? Like, what does year two look like for Mac Jones? Fitzy, I'll start with you.
Year two for Mac Jones looks like, I'd say, 15 to 20% improvement on what we saw in year one. Steady, consistent play. Maybe the interceptions come down a little bit. I'll beef up the touchdowns like I'm going to try to beef up that frame by, let's say, 6-7 touchdowns, 10 extra pounds on Mac. More chance to, doesn't have to worry about beating out Cam Newton. Doesn't have to worry about coming out of college.
So he gets to like 30 touchdown guy?
30 touchdowns, 10 picks. Patriots win about the same number of games or maybe one less. I could see the Patriots regressing team-wise a little bit because I think they're going to have some issues on defense. But I see him having a better statistical season, more in control of the offense. Hmm. And that all hinges, Christian, on getting him the number one receiver that he deserves, which is my number one offseason priority, Lou.
Okay, so I'm trying to think, because I actually think it can get worse. I think there is this.
Of course you should.
Well, I just feel like just based on, I was trying to look at like, you know, second-year quarterbacks and how they fared. You know, and just I saw this one thing on Drew Bledsoe, where he was obviously at his second year, led the NFL in passing at 4,555 yards in his second season, but he needed 691 attempts to get there. He threw 25 touchdowns and 27 interceptions. I mean,
did they make the playoffs or not? In his second year, they did. They went 10-6. He threw 70 passes against the Vikings in one of the best Patriot comebacks of all time. I don't care about the 27 picks.
So you don't care about touchdown to interception ratio doesn't matter, and I don't think you will either. Right. I don't think they'll let him throw it 691 times either. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's not going to have that many opportunities. But, Fitzy, there is this element of, for the most part, would you say that things went about as well as they could? Like, under the no. circumstance, hold on, under the circumstances of you're a rookie quarterback and everything can go wrong with rookie quarterback. It's like you line it up, everything will go wrong. So under those circumstances, with that understanding of past quarterbacks, removing the outliers, you know, don't you think it went about as good as it could go?
It went well, but it still could have gone a hell of a lot better.
Sure.
Of course. It started out.
So you think he underperformed?
I'm going to judge him on the whole body of work. I think his best game in all the losses was arguably the game in Buffalo because he showed me that he had the consistent will to win.
What are you talking about? The last one?
The last one.
That's his best game?
His best game in all the losses was probably the Tampa game. Second best one would be the Buffalo game because the
playoff game.
I mean, like Micah Hyde makes one of the all-time best playoff interceptions.
How are you
picking
even
off
using
that ball.
That?
What do you as mean? A, how am
would,
I using
why
that?
Why would you use that one? As a game to point to the best
why
game
did
of
Bill
his
Belichick,
career. That makes absolutely zero
sense. I was thinking
sense.
Of this. Yeah, okay. Well, you would know what it takes to make zero sense. So,
your feelings get hurt so easily.
I'm having fun with you, jerk.
See how he paused?
Okay.
He paused.
Because I had a salient point.
I need a witty comeback.
I had a pretty good comp. In 2014, when the Patriots got throttled on Monday Night Football, right? Remember the game? Like, face it, the New England Patriots, they're not good anymore.
They're not, Kansas City.
Yep. Belichick loved the fight that they showed when they got their asses handed to them. And we all, that was like, what was that death of a dynasty? 5, 6, 7, 8? There have been so many deaths of the dynasty.
Yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
Saturday night was the latest death of a dynasty. Now, obviously, Tom Brady's gone. The face has changed. This is, you know, Belichick's
the real
Patriot
death.
3.0. This is the real, real, real death of the dynasty.
We had someone call in yesterday. He said, a dynasty isn't over.
It's not?
Apparently, to him.
All right, get to your point, please.
My point is,
I'm tired of these. It's the end of an era for the other night.
My new favorite player.
Jordan Poyer.
Oh, love him.
An absolute psychopath. Good for him. Yeah. That was their moment. Okay. That was big for them. Mac will improve on that. Mac has an entire offseason now. At this time last year, he was doughy with a cigar in his mouth because he and Devonta Smith just lit up the Buckeyes and won a national championship. Now, he, with his precious little pup and his wife's darling Instagram... are knee-deep in the Who Patriots playbook.
Matching pajamas.
They're matching pajamas and his Arbella insurance. He's knee-deep, headlong in the Patriots playbook. He's got time to improve and acclimate to the program.
Ultimately, yes.
I love that line so much.
I do think there is something, too. Just real quickly, though, you think the best game that I saw as far as his like resiliency, you know, as far as ability just to not let it, you know, it's fine, is Indy.
Second half of Indy?
Yeah.
Threw two head-scratching interceptions in that game.
I know, but that's my point. He came back second half. He throws two touchdown passes. They score three out of the four last possessions. But hold on real quickly. When it comes to him, like I feel like there is this – people just obviously think year one is here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're going to take the next step, right? It's like the natural progression of things. You have all these veterans that come in. You pay all this money. You have a rookie quarterback. Man, you take your lumps. Woo, thank God that's over. Now let's get good. Let's get good again, right? Let's make the Patriots great again.
Yeah.
It could go horribly wrong.
Again, so what do you think year two looks like? That leap for Mac Jones, 617-779-7937. Let us know. I would say, Fitzy, you're not going to get that number one wide receiver you're looking for. And I would love to see it as well. But given what Bill did last offseason, like he's going to look at Josh and say, listen, I gave you two tight ends. I gave you two wide receivers. I've given you enough. I'm focusing money, assets, draft, whatever, on the defense. You go make this year two offense better. They're all going to be in their second year in this offense. You go make it better. Because of that, I don't see Mac making that leap to 30, 35 touchdowns. I guess hopefully 22 to 25, 7, something like 27, something in that range. I want to see the yards. Like, I don't want to see like 220 a game. I want to see 260, 270. I want to see him actually like kind of grow into what the NFL is, or this offense grow, throw the football. But I still don't think the touchdowns go up because I don't think they're going to be like it's this first and goal from the three, you know, play action. Like the quarterbacks who throw 38, 40 touchdowns do all the time. Mm-hmm. They get in the 5-yard line, it's play action, they're throwing a touchdown. It's still going to be Harris. It's still going to be Stevenson. I don't think the leap is going to be as big as people would want because I think Bill's done working on this offense.
Okay, so what if...
And I think there's a ceiling with the, who he has working with.
Well, Brandon Bolden said everyone thought he was retiring with that post earlier this week. Then he said he wants to come back. James White, we don't know if he's going to come back or not. If he does, that makes a difference as well. Or at least maybe they address the third down back role in the offseason. Mm-hmm. That would be an asset for Mack in the passing game as well. If you want 2002 Tom Brady, a.k.a. Foyer's first season with him, great. Maybe he'll improve in yards. Maybe he'll improve in touchdowns.
What did he do that year?
Missed the playoffs.
Led the league in touchdowns.
Big deal. Big effing deal.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't make the playoffs. That's the most important thing.
So Mac Jones can't get... So if the Patriots miss the playoffs, he can't have a better season than he did this year?
No, he can, but I would still rather
but
the team
say,
make
who
the
cares?
Playoffs. I think that... I didn't care about Brady's stats. All I cared about was beating the Dolphins that day and, you know, Brett Favre actually coming through against the Jets. Spoiler alert, he didn't. Didn't come through twice when the Patriots missed the playoffs, funny enough. That's what I care about. Would I like to... I believe Mac can improve, not massively, but to a certain degree, yes. I'm concerned about the defense. That's why I think you need to get a number one wide receiver. You're going to have to outscore teams this year because they're going to lose a lot of talent on defense and it's going to take a while for the McGrones and the Uches and... everyone else to like catch up to speed. And I don't even know if they have any cornerbacks, Lou.
Tyler, what do you got?
So Joe Burrow looked very similar to Mac Jones in both the rookie seasons. Am I crazy to think that if they do add a stud wide receiver one like a Calvin Ridley, that Mac Jones could be Joe Burrow in year two, this massive leap?
Well, what a nice thought, Tyler. Thank you for contributing.
Wow, the glass is half full with you over there. So
that's the best case scenario.
You think Mac Jones is Joe Burrow?
And when is the producer's show on again?
That would be Saturday, an award winning show that starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
I listen every Saturday.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. But here's the thing. So if you were going to compare him to, forget about Joe Burrow, because I was just, again, like Andrew Luck. When I look at Andrew Luck's progression.
Okay.
Okay. First off.
Comparing
no,
him
no, no, no. But like,
why don't you just compare him to freaking Marino?
Why do you think Andrew Luck is like a you know, an unbelievable player? But his progression.
I think he was unbelievable player.
I think he completely underachieved, if you want to ask me. But his progression, like think about it. His first year, 23 touchdowns, 18 interceptions.
Wow. That's a lot of picks.
The next year, okay, he has a winning record every year. They're 11-5, 11-5, 11-5. Okay, the team itself each year goes farther in the playoffs. But his numbers are, you know, the next year, 23 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. So he gets better that year. That year he gets, you know, touchdown to interception ratio is better.
Good Lord, he threw
the third year.
Wow.
40 touchdowns. Okay, so realistically, I would say if you really want to, you know, like really put your money on something you think is going to hit, it's the third year. The second year, and think about, what if he loses Josh McDaniels? Who's his offensive coordinator? Who's teaching him now? Uncle Bill is going to promote who to offensive corner / quarterback coach?
Mick Lombardi. Welcome
Mick Lombardi in. Will now be your quarterback's coach and your offensive coordinator.
Thanks, Unky Bill.
That's the natural way of things. Like even Josh Allen, if he loses Brian Daboll, like he may take a step down. I think there's a good chance it could be worse next year.
All right, what do you guys think? What's the year two leap look like for Mac Jones? 617-779-7937. You know, we were talking about these divisional games this weekend, best weekend in football, 4 outstanding football games. And that game we were talking about, the Bucs and the Rams. I'm curious, are you rooting for Tom Brady to win? We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Can you just speak to just the quick passing game that you guys had? It's something we've seen more from you guys this year, but just your comfort level and being able to utilize that, especially on a day when you lose Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, we've, you know, just trying to figure out a way to move the ball down the field and score some points. I thought we did a good job in a couple of those areas. We ran the ball really well. Line played great. Receivers played great. Tight ends played great. So used a lot of different people. And everyone got in there, made some plays to help the team win. Defense played great. Special teams was amazing. So we're going to need it again next week. It only gets tougher from here.
That's Tom Brady getting ready for a week that I think all the injuries kind of catch up to him. I do. I know Fitzy's got him winning. Fitz, you got him winning this game, right? Is this like a father-son thing? What's going on?
All right. Look, I was on the Rams all week. All week. Everything Christian pointed out about why the Rams can win this game with their pass rush and the banged up line for the Bucs and, you know, the offense looking good. Hell, Stafford didn't even have to play Monday night and they had the cards in the bag.
He needed 17 throws.
Didn't even need half of that. That game was over before it kicked off.
That does scare me a little bit because he's going to need 34 and it could be a pick 60 coming.
See? And maybe we'll find out that the Detroit Matt Stafford is the real, he is who we thought he was.
I'm surprised because Fourier's been calling him a loser.
Yeah.
And saying how much he sucks. And not only did he take him, but he made him his lock.
And, of course, the bad body language you guys talked about.
This has more to do with Tampa than it does LA, though.
How many times did Tyler Johnson stop running when Brady threw him the football?
You think he sees one this week on purpose?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that doesn't continue. Like, him just kind of not knowing, and I don't think Vaughn can run the ball. Fournette's still questionable. That game kind of worries me a little bit for Tom.
So for me, yeah, I've had my issues, as Fourier's been wont to point out once and again, with Brady leaving, feeling abandoned, left at the altar, et cetera. I know only 9 Super Bowls, six rings, Christian. I get it. But for me, this is a father-son thing because my kid, the oldest one, the one I named after Brady, who's almost 9, only falls in love with Brady more the further he distances himself from the Patriots. And it's painful. And he came up to me last night. He's like, Dad, Tom Brady, Sunday, we're going to go over and watch it at Pop-Pop's house. That's my grandfather. That's
sure
my father-in-law. Guess what? He went to Michigan. He loves Brady. I said, yeah, of course we are. He's like, Dad, you're rooting for him, right? Yes, yes, I am. He's like, well, the kids at school, they keep telling me that I'm an idiot for rooting for Tom Brady because he's not the best quarterback.
How old is he?
The kid, he's 8. They tell him, like, hey, they're like, oh, Thomas, you know, Justin Herbert's better. Patrick Mahomes, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And Dad, I keep telling him, like, no, no. And I was like, listen, you go into school tomorrow, okay? You tell him that that's the GOAT. That's the greatest of all time. You say 28-3, mother effers.
You're giving your kid ammo to deal with the kids at school.
I say, you ask these kids, I say, hey, kid, dress head to toe in Under Armour. Who led the NFL this year in passing yards and passing touchdowns at the tender age of 44? Whose team went to the playoffs? Who's been to the biggest dance time and time again? Not Patrick Mahomes and his stupid TikTok brother. It's not Herbert and his laser rocket arm. It's the greatest quarterback of all time, and you tell him you're proudly named after him.
Roger that.
There you go. I like that. So here's the question I have, and I'm curious if you Patriot fans, New Englanders out here, are you rooting for Tom? Because I think last year it was sort of like Patriots were so bad. 7-9, they weren't a playoff team. You didn't have fun, but it was like you were following two teams. I know a lot of people around here were. And we even went through that, too, like the emotions in the Super Bowl. Do you want them to win? Do you not want them to win? But I'm curious, because you already won one. So are you rooting for them to win another one? Are you rooting for them to win on Sunday? Win another Super Bowl? Or is it just, no, he's already got one and I'm done?
No, or are you just sick of it? Are you sick of it and now you kind of, like, it's almost like, you know, you're rubbing salt in an open wound. So, but I would say, regardless of the bets that we have, of course, yes, I am rooting for him. I am.
Yep.
I feel like it only makes the story better. It only just adds to the legacy. And I think that alone is pretty damn cool. But I would not be surprised if there's a lot of local New Englanders, Patriot fans, diehards, that can't deal with it anymore. Like, okay, we get that you suffered and you stayed probably longer than you should. So we're going to be happy for you. We're going to root for you. I mean, there's a lot of people who say, who are you fans of? The Patriots? Who do you want to win? The Patriots? You remember when Tampa played the Patriots?
Yeah, right? I'm just saying, like, you look at Twitch right now, which you can follow. You can watch the show there. All you got to do is go on Twitch and follow WEEI Ryan's 5581. I want Brady to lose so bad, I'm tired of him. He says, wow. Plus all the pink hats up here drool over Brady and it's sickening.
Brady's a puss face.
Then it got MF Mookie. I think he's a big fan of Mookie Betts. Pats are out, so go Brady. So, yeah, I'm just – because I think This year, I think it might be more split than it was last year. I felt like last year, maybe 80-20. Everyone's rooting for Tom. Of course, they're rooting for Brady.
Who was, was it Matt Damon?
This year might not be
asked,
that high.
Was Matt Damon asked who was he rooting for in this
Tampa.
Game? And he said, well, Brady, because he's even though he's, you know, from here and the Patriots, he should be rooting for the Patriots. Tom leaves. He's close with Tom, so he wants Tom to win.
He said as much that when he was away filming a movie in Australia, he didn't watch the Patriots games, but rather watched all the Buccaneers games. How about that?
Yeah, he claimed he's a Buccaneer fan, no longer a Patriot fan. So, listen, I'm rooting for him. I think it comes to an end. And I sure as hell hope it's not his last game. But I'll watch it almost feeling like it could be. You know, I'm serious.
I hope it's his last game.
I'm watching that game like it could be.
Why?
I have a personal reason, a special record that I don't want him to, you know, break that belongs to me and Vinny Testaverde. That's really the only reason.
You don't want him.
I don't want
him.
Yes.
And someone
selfish.
Else.
That's why you want him to retire?
Oh, yeah. This needs to be it. That's my only reason.
You're selfish.
Him. Yes. He has enough
yes,
records.
I hope
he doesn't
plays
need
he's
any more
now.
Records. If he plays next year, I think the record's Dunsky. I think it's over. I think it's done.
Did you and Testicles go 81 total on that one?
81 what?
81 years combined.
I don't remember.
Since you guys
what
are the
is.
Oldest
I think
quarterback
it was right around there.
Receiver
yeah.
combo, yeah.
Testicles.
You were right around there. So we're all rooting for him. I'm curious, are you rooting for him? Let's go to the phone calls. Paul in Attleboro. Are you rooting for Brady?
Of course I am. And I have a question for you guys. Do you think it would be wise for the Pats to draft a Alabama wide receiver that Mac Jones has played with like they did in Cincinnati and Philadelphia? And I'm not sure if anybody else has done it yet, but it's going to be a wise choice. And I'll let you guys go, and let's go, Brandon.
All right. Okay, Paul, appreciate it.
That's a terrible choice. Terrible.
You don't
terrible.
Like it. You don't like
no.
diving back in the
I don't think...
N'Keal Harry has scorned you. Chad Jackson has ruined you.
Has he ruined you?
Yeah, who are some of the other guys? Who are the Boyce? Remember that one year?
Dobson?
Boyce and Dobson.
Dobson, Boyce, Kenbrell, Tompkins. What a draft.
But Tompkins was an undrafted free agent, was he not?
I think he was a seventh rounder.
I don't think he was undrafted.
Either way, he caught one great touchdown pass and then
and
made
to think
his way
that he was the last one of those guys and he was
the best
one. He was the best one.
Yeah.
No, he'll never, but
and because of that you don't want him to do it.
No, I don't. I know.
See, I don't think you go with that philosophy. You know, I think both these guys are coming off of serious injuries, right? And who was it? Kuiper. His first mock draft 1.0, Jameson Williams at 21. I think if he falls there, I think that's a miracle. And the only reason why he is because he has an ACL. And I think the other guy is at Michi out in the second round. He had them picking him in the second round. Same thing. I don't think he'd ever fall to where you are in the second round, but because he's hurt, maybe he will.
So, but
both
of them
are good value.
How about this? How about this for a reason you should want
but I don't see
Brady to win and keep going? Because couldn't Brady be the one to actually avenge the unbelievable, pathetic loss that happened in Buffalo?
Yes.
Couldn't Brady kind of do you one more solid, listen, I'll take it from here. Like, just some dramatic, over-the-top, like, you know, Hollywood-type ending.
I would say if Brady was to kind of continue this ride, right, it would just sort of push the Wonder Boy, Sean McVay, and everything they do right, you know, with the Rams aside. Then he would go and ruin Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, if they go to NFC title game in Green Bay and they beat him again, like, it would, like, just ruin, like, what mm-hmm. you think of Aaron Rodgers. Like, who he is and what he, where he is in the history of the game. And then to get to the Super Bowl again, whether it is Josh Allen and the Bills and sort of ruin their parade, or if it's Mahomes again and it's like, son, I know you've been to Super Bowls, you know, three of the last 4 years, and congratulations in your career, but I've whooped your ass the last 2 years. Like, that conversation will 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, if Mahomes has a great career, we'll always sit there and say, yeah, but Brady beat him twice, like back-to-back years.
He can end any debate as to
it's already over.
Who has been, who is. No, I mean, like, he could actually end any future debate. Like, if you think Mahomes sneaks in, wins one this year, now all of a sudden he's been to three in a row, been to the AFC Championship every year, basically, he started.
4 years straight.
Yeah, 4 years straight in the AFC Championship, halfway to Brady's incredible mark, and has two Super Bowl wins. Well, maybe he'll catch up to him,
yeah.
And he's got some time. But if Brady goes to the NFC Championship, knocks off Rodgers again, or maybe plays Garoppolo in the most anticipated NFC Championship ever, Christian.
Well, you like to call him the MF-er.
The MF-er, right? Oh, the MF-er. You're going to stick with that MF-er? So he could beat the MF-er, and then
it would be a great run.
He could haunt the Bills, or he could end Mahomes. he has just as compelling a storyline.
So
or
you
story
should
lines.
Want him. So you yes. should be rooting yes. for him to keep winning because yes. you have such a really a vested interest in the storyline. Yes. In the ending.
So do you. You're on the radio, too.
No, I'm just saying. I do think that there is, if someone who wants him to lose and fall flat at his face is not over it. Mm-hmm. You know, like the person who wants him to lose is the same person, if they break up with somebody, is trolling their Instagram, following what they do on Facebook, and then constantly trying to figure out where they're going to be that night so they can, quote unquote, bump into them.
We got a lot of people on text that are like, you know, yeah, I'm rooting for him. I'll root for Tampa. Anybody, you know, beat Buffalo, all this other stuff. But you had somebody said, I don't want them to repeat champions. No back-to-backs. Let the Patriots be the last team to do it.
That's a good point, too.
So now you start getting into Patriots field. Yes. Let me ask, throw another one out there at you.
Yeah, I like that's my favorite one.
If Brady wins another Super Bowl, does it continue to just pour salt in the wound for Bill Belichick? Oof. And we know this. We know, I think, right now, because Bill's still your coach.
Next question.
I think people like defend Bill more than they would defend Brady because he's here. That's what you do. But if Brady wins another one, it just keeps getting worse for Bill, doesn't it?
Can I point out why this one would actually be worse, Lou? This one would be worse for Belichick because, no, it has nothing to do with Mac Jones or Bill having 2 years now to get his own team. Like, oh, Bill, you made it to the first round and got your nuts handed to you. This would be, hey, Brady went out the first year and had a perfect fantasy football offense and went in year one and won. That was pretty tough for Bill to swallow. If Brady can do it this year and he has no Antonio Brown, no Godwin, and is throwing touchdown passes to Cyril Grayson and Brashad Perriman, and he wins the Super Bowl, then Bill is going to be like, wow.
So he
did it the way he did it here. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. So, Lou, I think the reality is that you should be rooting against him. You should be rooting against Brady and against the Bucks because doesn't it diminish what you've done? Like, so the texture says, you know, the last team to win back-to-back Super Bowl was that 2003-04 team. Those 2 years, the Patriots were the last ones to do it.
Yeah.
You do it now. Somebody else now. Now the last one to do it is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Certainly makes your coach look bad.
Oh, I don't like it now. So I'm actually rooting against him.
No, I mean you get rid of your, yeah.
Just changed my mind.
Do you make dinner reservations yes. and plans with your wife
oh,
like
of course.
This?
You don't. Would you change your mind? I don't want you. Listen, I want an Italian.
So typical.
If he wins another one, you let a quarterback walk and win two Super Bowls. To Fitzy's point, you know. Oh, it was a loaded team. That's why he won it last year. No, not this one.
Nope.
Not this one. This one's beat up. I want to go to Dennis in Walpole because he's rooting against Tom Brady. Dennis, what's going on, buddy? Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Ellis? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I gotta just bring up two quick points, okay? Who's Tom Brady's daddy?
Tom Brady Sr.
Eli Manning.
Okay, good. How come no one ever brings that up? And you know what Tom can do? He can take his shoes off and go kick rocks. Okay, he's not gonna. It ain't gonna happen.
Dennis, did you say these things about him when he was here? I'm just curious. Yeah,
I mean, let's talk about Eli. I know he's not the GOAT. I know this, that, and everything. But if anybody wants to talk about daddies, you know what I mean. And Tampa Bay, I'm tired of hearing Tampa Bay. Okay, how many championships they got down there in
Tampa?
They got
two actually. Tampa has two now.
Two. Okay. So why are they called Tampa Bay and Bart? And we got about 95 up here in Boston. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So he's rooting.
They blank you in the drive-through.
He's rooting. Okay. Wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. Don't you get it?
Yeah, it's definitely him, but a different character. Okay. Yeah. No, listen. I understand it. This guy doesn't want to root for him now. He sounded like a scorned fan. Like I'm guaranteed. Yeah. I guarantee Dennis from Walpole when Brady was here was not talking about how Eli Manning's his daddy. Now I just said that because he won two Super Bowls. I think the Giants' defense are his daddy. Eli Manning made some great plays. But Dennis isn't rooting for him.
Wow.
Just not rooting for him. Let's go to James because it looks like he is. James, what's up, man? You're with Lou, Christian, and Fitzy. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm definitely for Brady because I think if you're against him, you're just not a fan of football. You look at Michael Jordan when he came to the Garden. He didn't even play for us, and everyone's cheering him like he's the God. To not cheer for Brady, Brady to me eclipsed so many things at this point. You just got to cheer the greatness, whether you're – you know, whether it's a team thing or not, like I said, it's like Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali. You just got to appreciate it at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it's funny because we talk about like how things kind of will be over the years. Like what you watch from Brady, like multiply it by three times, like 15 years from now.
Okay.
You know, because it's going to be when Brady played. Like, he never lost. He never lost a big game. You know what I mean?
It's never just, got in trouble with the league.
Never had a long, drawn-out court battle. He was an angel. You know, like, you always get better, but you are. You're watching Tom Brady play football. I'd love to rewind it and go back to, like, 84 and actually watch Larry Bird again play. You know what I mean? And maybe he's not even the greatest in the sport of all time, but it was just during my time that's what I wanted to watch.
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to sit and enjoy that game on Sunday like it's his last.
When you left the Red Sox, when you played on other teams.
People felt the same way when I left.
No. Didn't you want the Red Sox, especially you, didn't you want them to lose?
In 04, it was mixed emotions.
I mean, I was going to say.
Why is that?
But ultimately, you just don't want them to be successful without you. You especially.
I had mixed emotions. I would say that in 04, but I had so many friends on the team.
So you were
that I couldn't root against them. I couldn't wish them to lose.
Because if you hope that the team sucked, your friends wouldn't get what their ultimate goal was.
And I was also like growing up like a Red Sox fan, so I wanted it as well. I'm just not going to go as far as Zarbano's comment that he always used to say.
It's the best thing that ever happened to you?
Best thing that ever happened to the Red Sox was 03.
Can I tell you about
it? I was like, excuse me? Maybe really? Personally, no.
Interesting. For you, no, absolutely not. For the Red Sox, in a lot of ways, just sort of like Matt getting it handed to him Saturday night, hopefully that'll become a good thing for him in his long-term development.
Maybe.
Can I tell you, I've never mentioned this before. My enduring image of you long before I ever met, and it still comes up every now and again, I was watching the same show that I had to do when I was kicked off ESPN's dream job, Cold Pizza. You were sitting on the sofa next to Jay Crawford and Kit Hoover. You found out live on the air that Maglio Ordonez was about to be traded for Nomar.
Yeah.
And they put it to you like, Lou, looks like your best buddy's going to be out of town. You went ghost white, and you just completely were like, oh, really? And you had nothing to say. And I remember you looked like a deer in headlights, and I was like, how could they do that to my guy Maloney? That's so unfair of them. They got you journalists.
That was A-Rod in Boston, Manny in Leicester, I think, to Texas. Maglio to Boston.
Magpipes was coming to Boston along with A-Rod, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that was, like, insane. It was, like, a lot of pieces.
You should have had Teixeira all along.
There was a lot of pieces there. That was a little bit wild. They threw that crap to me right in my fosh.
Lou, the floor is yours.
For the one time, Lou was caught, like...
How about this? Reasons why you're rooting against Brady. Let's go to Chris in the truck. Go ahead, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
So it's my thing. It's not personal against Brady or anything. I mean, I love Brady and what he did here, but I don't want him to achieve too much in Tampa Bay. I want all his achievements and his accolades to come from New England. Like, he's ours. When he takes that uniform off, he's back to being ours. And I didn't want him to get one. But he's got the one, but I definitely don't want him to get multiple with Tampa Bay. So that's my main reason.
Yeah, and don't you want the most memorable moments to be associated with the Patriots? So the most memorable moment from the Tampa Bay Bucs Super Bowl run was what? Anybody?
The most memorable moment?
From the Tampa Bay Bucs Super Bowl run was what?
I would say probably...
Defense early.
I have something...
The touchdown pass to Scotty Miller at the end of the first half against Green Bay where he got off the bench on fourth down, that was nails.
You know what I think it was?
Brady forgetting what down it was?
No, because that wasn't in the Super Bowl.
What did you think it was, Christian?
No, Brady throwing the Super Bowl trophy... Brady, the tight end.
Right.
That was the most memorable. What about hammered? Guess what? He had more fun at his parade than he's ever had at any of yours.
There were duck boats before, but it was freezing cold. There was nothing like this.
The most memorable moment was him throwing the freaking Lombardi trophy.
But if you love Brady, didn't you love him, seeing him at least, I know it wasn't with us, but at least seeing him happy again after he was so miserable on his way out of town, it was kind of fun.
Kind of fun. I like
I'm
that.
Amazed that you're taking it like this. It's weird.
Because I'm becoming a responsible dad. You're like dad an adult now.
All right, listen, we got a lot of
first
people.
First boat parade in your career?
A lot of people want to get on this here, too. Like, are you rooting for Tom Brady? Rooting for him on Sunday? Rooting for him to win the Super Bowl? Do you want Tom to win two Super Bowls as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? 617-779-7937. Mike Lombardi, he joins us at 4 o'clock. All right, quick question. Simple question. Are you rooting for Tom Brady? Let's get to the call. Let's go to Carlos in the car. Carlos, go ahead, buddy. You're on with Lou, Christian, and Fitzy.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm on Brady's team right now where I want him to win another Super Bowl. And I just want everybody to know that he is the reason why the Patriots are as a dynasty as they were in the past. It's like when you're at that moment at your job where, like, you're working the hardest and then your manager gets all the credit and everything. And all of a sudden you find out that it wasn't really the manager. It was the guy who was working his ass off. that takes all the credit. Hmm. And I just want to drink Bill's tears when he cries. I just want to cry. I want to cry.
All right, Carlos, thanks for the call. So, yeah, so he goes to, like, the dynasty. He starts going back into the whole, like, again, is this a bad look for Bill? Is Bill rooting for Tom? Is Bill rooting for Tom?
Good. Well, we know Linda's not.
No.
Right. I'm just, you know, but it's if Tom wins another Super Bowl, it turns into, was there any question who was more important? Like, the guy left Bill and only won one, won two. Not only one with a loaded roster, but one with one that was all beat up and banged up and lost two of his biggest weapons in Godwin and Brown and still carried them.
No, I think the question is, if you were going to say you can only pick one, who is it? Because I would say, I'd say Bill, yes, probably wants them to win. But Kraft, maybe not so much.
Really?
Wow.
That's really? The other way around.
Well, I mean, because the franchise is mine. Like, it's the franchise that I'm concerned with. It's the records. It's how I'm going to be, who I'm going to be compared to, how special my organization is. That's enough. No more.
Well, I'm rooting for Tom Brady.
Sharing him, I think, is interesting.
Yeah, I do feel like there's a real conflict of emotions.
Really?
There.
I mean, sharing, like we were talking about, like just last year when they won the Super Bowl, you know, at the Hall of Fame speech, the enshrinement, it's going to be like Tampa Bay Buck fans. Yeah, I'm just saying, like you sort of feel
now. You know what?
Sort of feel like okay,
creamsicle,
you know,
jerseys.
Yeah, we'll share it now. If you're going to share two, all right, he's got two there. Okay.
Okay. Now you explain to my 8-year-old, like Dad can't root for Tom Brady in a house full of Brady fans because I don't want to share Tom Brady with our mutant cousins in Tampa anymore.
Well, you know, listen, you're sharing the game this weekend with some family, so you can root for them this weekend. Maybe quietly root against them next weekend.
Gotcha.
Let's go to Brian in Rhode Island. Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, good.
Definitely rooting for Brady. Oh. I'm a Patriots fan first, and, you know, if we're playing against them, you know, I want to win, obviously, but now that we're out of it, and can't go against him. He's the greatest ever. Gave us 20 years of excellence, of championship play. How can you not acknowledge that? How can you not stand up and tip your cap? You know, I mean, you're Red Sox. I'm diehard Red Sox my whole life. Hate the Yankees my whole life. When you see a player like Jeter, as much as you want to beat his brains in, when you look at his career, you've got to tip your cap to say that guy was an excellent championship player, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just don't get and as far as the Belichick thing goes, I think the two of them were just magic. You'll never see a dynamic duo like that, what they did together. And I think Brady may have played a bigger role, but I still think the two of them together, you'll just
Thank you, Brian. Here's the thing. We get it. They made beautiful music together.
Oh, make the points.
That's not the question. Anymore. It's like he keeps winning. Aren't you sick of another team benefiting from the guy that was with you forever?
Yeah, that's right.
That like, you aren't chose you angry? Like, where's
walk
all the
away from.
You? All you talk about for as long as I've known you is how good of a grudge you guys hold. Everybody who calls up, they're not holding a grudge.
Honestly, because I think most
what
people,
happened to the anger?
Listen, I'm not going to bring this. I don't want to bring it back again, but I think when you talk about Brady leaving, it's because Bill sort of pushed him out. Bill created a scenario.
So he's earned it?
Brady didn't want to. So as far as I'm concerned, as far as grudge for Brady leaving, it ain't with Bill. I mean, it ain't with Tom. It's with Bill. He wanted him out.
See, this is what you do. This is what you people do. Okay, you local New Englanders.
What do you mean that's not a triggering phrase.
You local New Englanders who actually have to make up a reason why it's not Brady's fault. Nothing to see here. It's not my baby's fault. It's the big bad owner. It's the big bad coach who doesn't let anybody have any fun.
Brady played a role. He left. Okay, he played a role.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Blame pie is obviously, it's more on Belichick. I don't think there's any debate.
To think that Brady had no slice of the blame pie is ludicrous as thinking Brady and someone else will break your old man Tutty record.
I'm sure you can have you being a local guy also who will defend
call us
him
what
no
I
matter
am,
what.
I'm asshole.
Okay? Like you would sit there and come up with reasons.
You people.
You people.
The stones on this guy.
This guy. Yeah. You people.
You people. I get it. Listen, Magic Johnson, best basketball player ever to live, ever to walk the face of
you
the
people.
Earth. And right after that, Kobe Bryant, and then probably Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then maybe James Worthy.
What,
okay,
AC
that's
Green?
A discussion for... Oh, my God. Jerry Curl, A.C. Green? Who's a better rebounder than him?
You keep talking like this, even I'll flip the dial.
Kimmy, can you give me a guy? A.C. Green. I love A.C. Green. Kimmy, he's a virgin. He's never even had sex. He's so serious
about Sean
basketball.
Kemp.
Let's go.
He wouldn't have sex. That's a true story.
Let's go to Steve.
I look at you and all I see is Kurt Rambis now. I hate it.
That's another one.
Steve in Long Meadow. Actually, he's rooting against Brady. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good.
But yeah, good. Yeah, rooting against Brady. But I think they'll probably win easily. I really think it's a farce that the NFL allowed this Monday night game. So the Rams there, they lose a day and a half preparation and rest, and then they have to fly cross country. Then if you look at the history of Monday night winners, they've always struggled the following Sunday. So they just can't keep allowing Monday night games during the playoffs.
You know what, Steve? Thank you. And that's actually a good point. I wish I would have had this information before I made my pick of the Rams beating.
The information that they actually played last Monday?
I just wish I was. I wish somebody would have reminded me.
If only somebody that told LA me what happened 4 days ago.
I wish someone told me LA was far from Tampa.
You know, but I was too busy. harassing you people.
Yeah, but I was stop harassing those people.
See, big
you're in a better spot.
See, big NFL getting in the way of the Rams. They want Brady back on that stage. They know they want him in that game.
I still can't believe AC Green was in the NBA, wasn't having sex with women. I just feel like that's the lead that I feel like nobody's talking about. You finally make it to the NBA. They're throwing it at you.
This is the first time I've ever wanted somebody to Kevin McHale you. Just come under the poop.
You're
and
in
just
LA.
Shove you.
It's Showtime Lakers. You're playing with Magic Johnson, and everyone's throwing panties at
you. Know
you,
what?
You say no.
You know what? When you go to LA for the
amazing.
Super Bowl, stay there.
Just amazing. Who does they have sex with?
Yeah,
in
I know.
NBA?
In a few weeks, we got to go hang out with you people out there in the left coast.
Yes.
Oh, my
Stay
God.
There.
Already got the tour set.
Oh, my God.
All right. Come on. Let's get out of here.
Mike Lombardi. We'll ask him what the
it's
hell
the
happened
the show.
On
what?
Saturday.
I don't know. Oh, it.
Last call's next. Mike Lombardi's next. Just can't ride it no more.
This is WEEI. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.